good afternoon, good afternoon, good afternoon. It is a Thursday, August the 4th, 2016, 2:14 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You're tuned into the Now program. Scott Spears along with you, and what a great group of guests we have had today. Congresswoman from Ohio, Joyce Beatty, who was in the box with Bill Clinton at the Democratic National Convention. She was on at 12:15. At 12:30, we had independent candidate for president for the United States from 1980, a man who debated Ronald Reagan, one of the first independent candidates, John Anderson. Last hour, we had legendary newsman Hugh Downs, which I always appreciate. Hugh is always a ton of fun and a wealth of information. And this hour, we are hoping to be joined by Ken Heckler, a World War II veteran, oldest living member of Congress, past or present, at 101 years old, to be 102 next month in September. Walked with Martin Luther King Jr. in Selma, Alabama, the only member of Congress to do it at that time. He worked with Harry Truman, and before the Nuremberg trials, during the whole World War II situation, after the World War II situation, he interviewed Hermann Göring, who was Hitler's right-hand man. So we are talking with his wife right now. Of course, at 101, close to 102, it takes a minute to get things ready, but hopefully we are moving in that direction. So I tell you what we're going to do. We are going to take a very, very short break, try to get Ken on the line or figure out when to be with us this hour, and then we'll be right back with you. So stay there. Don't go anywhere. It's Now with Scott Spears, Monday through Thursday, right here on WWGH Radio from 12:10 to 2 p.m. Listen to the program for guests like these. The voice of Ursula from The Little Mermaid and actress Pat Carroll.
And I think villains are the most fascinating people as an actress to play. They have more edges to them. They have more color to them. Isn't that a shame that goodness isn't more fascinating, or our world would be better?
I guess.
But there is something fascinated about tacky people, mean people. They're colorful. Good people always seem to be a little bit, yucky. But bad people always have edges to them. That's why they're so play for actors.
That?
Because you can pick all the things in life as a human being that annoy you or that you would like to do to be really rotten mean. Most people are too afraid to be rotten mean, because we want people's approval so badly. And we know that being rotten mean isn't going to get us that. But, oh, villains for actors are the best things in the world to play.
You know, Pat, that almost describes our current political situation in this country.
Doesn't it just? I never thought of that, but you're quite.
Join me Monday through Thursday, 12:10 to 2 p.m. right here on WWGH Radio. We'll take your calls, 740-383-9944, streaming live on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com.
Hey, Scott Spears back with you here, Thursday, August the 4th, 18 minutes past the hour. I just spoke with Mrs. Heckler, Ken Heckler's wife, and it's going to happen here just in a few minutes. She's going to call me back when he is ready to go, and then we'll get him on the line. 101-year-old Ken Heckler, oldest living member, past or present, of Congress, who has had an amazing life, and it's going to be a real pleasure, treat, and honor to speak with him. And again, being 101 years old, almost 102 next month, we're going to try to work out the sound here. You know, hearing becomes an issue at that age. Hopefully it's not too big of a problem, but we will work through it. And I know you out there in listening land will work through it with us. Don't forget, here tomorrow on WWGH Radio, we have a big Friday coming up. We kick off the morning tomorrow starting at 9:15 a.m. with Marion 2020 with Ed McCants. a show you're not going to want to miss, sports, current events, and all kinds of interesting things. Following that, at 10:15 a.m., we have the return of Swap Shop with Sean Kraft, which I'm sure you will want to tune into. Sean always does a tremendous job. Swap Shop, one of the great popular programs on the station where you can call and sell your items. I know there are a lot of yard sales going on in the community right now as summer gets ready to close out and the school year starts. Well, if you have something to sell or you have a yard sale to talk about, tell all your friends, because Sean Kraft will be on the air tomorrow morning as Swap Shop returns 10:15 a.m. until 11 a.m. here on WWGH Radio. We follow that up at 11:15 a.m. with Brett Cornelius and Lee Hall in Wittenberg's Door, a great discussion of things going on in the world. And I think we are about to be joined by Mr. Heckler here. So we're going to take another break, but don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. Everybody's talking about Now with Scott Spears, Monday through Thursday, 12:10 to 2 p.m. right here on WWGH Radio, from legendary comedian Kay Ballard performing the fast food song.
Oh, there's one song that you like. I feel that, you know, fast foods have ruined the world.
Oh.
On the Champs-Élysées, on the Appian Way, there's McDonald's. By the Tomb of King Tut, there's a Chuck Full of Nuts and McDonald's. At the Scala, they sing by a big Burger King where the styrofoam boxes go sweet. What's the use? What's the hell? I just heard Taco Bell went and franchised a wing at the Louvre. You know, I could go on and on and on, but that's it. I love things that are topical and that are kind of true.
The legendary actress and the voice of Ursula from The Little Mermaid, Pat Carroll.
What would we do without gossip, for heaven's sake, Scott? Oh, it's naughty. But it certainly fulfills a certain catty side of all of us. Oh, good Lord. When you think of the gossip sessions you've had with friends over the years, it's wonderful.
Yeah.
It's like putting your hands in front of a lovely fire.
Twist
I would do anything you want, Scott. You know I enjoy being on your show. But well, just let me talking and I keep going.
It's Now with Scott Spears, Monday through Thursday, 12:10 to 2 p.m. right here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Streaming live on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com. Join me. Scott Spears back with you here, 22 minutes past the hour, and we are joined on the line by a gentleman who I have had, who I've wanted to have on the program for many years. He is an American treasure. He is the current oldest former serving member of Congress, current serving member of Congress, at 101 years old. He knew Harry Truman. He was in World War II. He talked to Hermann Göring, and he marched with Martin Luther King Jr. He is an original. We are so glad he's joining us today, Ken Heckler. Ken, how are you? Ken, how are you doing? Can you hear me okay, Ken? Can you hear me okay, Ken? Ken, are you there? Hello, can you hear me okay, Ken?
Scott's on the phone.
Hello, Ken, can you hear me? Are you there, Ken?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, great, great. Ken, how are you doing?
I'm feeling okay.
That's good to hear. Hey, Ken, I want you to tell me about your childhood. What was your growing up days like?
Well, what was it like?
Yeah, what was it like growing up?
It was a very exciting time in both World War One and World War Two. Both my mother and my father were born in Missouri.
What was it like to be a part of World War II?
It was a very exciting time. Because we were fighting against a very powerful army.
What was it like to talk to Hermann Göring before the Nuremberg trials?
Say that again.
What was it like to talk to Hermann Göring before the Nuremberg trials?
Well, it was very exciting because I was the first person in the world to interview the number two man to Adolf Hitler and to learn how Hitler should gain power not only in Germany but all over.
What
the world.
What did he tell you? What did Hermann Göring tell you?
He was very cooperative, apparently. Nobody had treated him with so much deference. And he was appreciative of the fact that I treated him like a human being
. Do you think he had any remorse for World War II and what he had done?
I'm sorry, could you repeat that?
Yes. Do you think he had any regret for what he had done during World War II?
I think if he realized that if he showed any regret, that would encourage the prosecutors that he was, in effect, pleading guilty so he never showed any regret.
How would you describe him as a person?
I beg your pardon?
How would you describe him as a person?
I'm sorry, but I'm losing you.
Oh, is that a little better? Okay. Ken, is that a little better?
Yes.
Okay, how would you describe Hermann Göring as a person? What kind of a guy was he?
He was a proud person that he never showed any regret.
What was it like to work for Harry Truman?
Say that again.
What was it like to work for Harry Truman?
Harry Truman was a great inspiration and I was so lucky to be in a position where I could meet with him asking questions and show how proud I was.
What was
he was the President of the United States.
Do you have a favorite president?
Do I have a favorite what?
President.
I always felt that George Washington was my favorite because he took the initiative to have both Thomas Jefferson and Alexander Hamilton in his cabinet.
Ken, you also worked for Adlai Stevenson. What was he like?
Adlai Stevenson was the most brilliant man in the entire world of government and politics.
Why do you think he never got elected president?
Well, down through history, the only individuals elected president had some wartime experience and Stevenson was a man of peace.
Ken, you were the only member of Congress to march with Martin Luther King Jr. Why did you do that, and what was he like?
Who?
Martin Luther King Jr.
Say that again.
Why did you march with Martin Luther King Jr. when nobody else did from Congress?
I think people realize that I had a lot of active wartime experience, and that's how I got ahead politically.
What kind of man was Martin Luther King Jr.?
Martin Luther King was a champion of freedom.
Ken, what is it like to be 101 years old? What's the secret to getting there?
Well, I think if you eat well and exercise, I used to be a great tennis player at my age. I don't play tennis anymore, but I think people respected me because of the fact that I behaved myself.
Ken, you were married when you were 98 years old. What made you decide to get married?
Well, I love my wife more than any individual on God's green earth.
There is a little age difference there. Did that age difference bother you at all, Ken? Hello, Ken, are you still there with me, Ken? Did the age difference between you and your wife bother you at all? Can you hear me okay, Ken?
I can hear you.
Yeah. Was that any problem at all for you?
say that again.
What was the age difference between you and your wife any problem?
No.
What do you make of politics today? What do you think of Donald Trump?
Today, politics is dominated by those who have money, those who have enough money to buy advertising on radio and television.
Who do you think's going to be the next president, Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton?
Say that again.
Who do you like to be the next president? Would you like it to be Donald Trump, or would you like it to be Hillary Clinton?
I'm lucky. Lucky in love. Lucky in love. What else matters if you're lucky in love? Good days are few. Few skies are blue.
What does it?
I am so lucky to have a wife like Carol.
What does it feel like to almost be 102 years old?
I think everybody can live to an old age if they exercise and never lose their appetite.
How are you feeling these days? How do you feel?
When I was very young, my doctor said there's a substance in your brain that releases the fluid which every year makes you older.
Ken, do you still keep up with politics today?
Politics today is dominated by those that have the money to win elections.
When it comes to the presidential election this year, do you endorse Donald Trump or do you endorse Hillary Clinton?
I can't hear you.
For president this year, do you like Donald Trump or do you like Hillary Clinton?
Thank you very much for talking with me.
Well, I appreciate it, Ken. I want you to stay well and hopefully we'll talk again in the future. How would you like to be remembered, Ken?
I would like to be remembered as a person who fought for truth and justice for all people of all races and every nation in this world.
That's a good way to be remembered. Ken,
thank you.
Thank you, Ken. I appreciate it. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, Ken Heckler, 101 years old, 102 in about a month. Obviously, there was a little bit of a hearing issue there, but we thank him for doing that. That was very interesting. A man who has been around Hermann Göring and Harry Truman and Adlai Stevenson and is still alive today at 101 years old, soon to be 102. We have about 14 minutes left in the program if anybody would like to call in and share their thoughts on Ken Heckler or Hugh Downs or Joyce Beatty or anybody we have had on the program today, John Anderson, who was on earlier in the program. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944 on this extended version of the Scott Spears Now program. Just give me a ring. 740-383-9944. And we're going to wait for the phones to ring, but we're going to come back here, just going to take a small break, come back momentarily, stay well, and give us a call. 740-383-9944. This is Scott Spears inviting you to join me in broadcasting legends Mary Ann Michaels every Friday from 12:10 to 1 p.m. right here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM for Over Coffee. It's a program roundtable discussion in which we discuss politics, music, entertainment news, books, Broadway, history, and anything that's on your mind. And all you have to do is call 740-383-9944 to get in on the conversation. We'll also be giving away a $10 gift card to Kroger each and every Friday when a trivia question is asked. So if you have the answer, call 740-383-9944, and the gift card to Kroger is yours. And just when you thought there couldn't be any more, if you come to the WWGH studios located in the Marion Center Mall across from the PNC Bank, you can have donuts, coffee, and orange juice provided by Kroger. Just stop in Friday from 12 to 1 p.m. It's Over Coffee with Scott Spears, Mary Ann Michaels, and Charlie Evers every Friday from 12:10 to 1 p.m. right here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, streaming live on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com. Don't miss it. Okay, again, the phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Certainly a very interesting day. Now, I don't know if Ken just did not want to give me his opinion on who he supported or if he just wasn't hearing me correctly, but either way, at 101, hey, you got to give him credit for trying. 740-383-9944. do want to let everybody know again that on Thursday, August the 4th, today, on the Phyllis Schlafly Report, Mrs. Schlafly reminds the Republican National Committee that the idea of building a wall on our southern border is not a metaphor or symbol. The wall needs to actually be built. For more, join Phyllis at 3 to 5 minutes past the hour every hour here on WWGH Radio, and you'll hear. Hey, you're live on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, this is Sean. Hey, can you give me a call when you get off the air?
Yeah.
I think.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, again, the telephone number, 740-383-9944. We've got about 10 minutes left in the program. 740-383-9944. Certainly would love to hear from you. It is very interesting what's going on in the world today, without any question. And the guests we've had today have been tremendous. I mean, what a three-hour show. From Congresswoman Joyce Beatty to Ted Anderson. Now, I know. See, this is how your mind goes after John Anderson. I knew it wasn't Ted Anderson. John Anderson, the first man to run for independent president. Back in 1980, not the first man, but the man who really pushed the independent ticket. People ran on other tickets, but he ran on the independent ticket in 1980, debated Ronald Reagan. And then, of course, we had Hugh Downs, who's always a lot of fun. And then we have to thank Ken Heckler this hour, 101-year-old Ken Heckler. 740-383-9944. And like I say, I don't know if he didn't want to tell us if he was voting for Hillary or Trump, or what the situation was there with Ken. Maybe he didn't hear the question. But if he is out there listening and would like to call back in and answer that question, we do have about 9 minutes left. And again, we're going to pull one more break here because I have something over here going on. So just give me a second and we will be right back. Don't you dare touch that dial.
Hi, this is Steve Boom Boom Cannon. And as the king of trivia, I've got a question for you. Where can you talk open phone lines and celebrities every day? Now with Scott Spears on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP. We're in Marion, Ohio. Call him at 740-383-9944. Streaming live on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com.
From 1210 to 2 p.m. Monday through Friday.
And again, here we are back 52 minutes past the hour and having a good time. Hope you're enjoying the programming. And again, tomorrow, don't forget the programming here on WWGH Radio from 9:15 until 10 a.m. We've got Marion 2020 with Ed McCants. From 10:15 until 11 a.m., we have Swap Shop with Sean Kraft. From 11:15 till 12 p.m., we've got Wittenberg's Door with Pastor Brett Cornelius and Lee Hall. And then from 12:15 to 1 o'clock, we've got the Exchange Club with Marianne Michaels, Sean Kraft, Marge Hazlett, Charlie Evers, and myself, and I'm sure we'll be talking about Donald Trump. And then from 1:15 to 3 p.m. tomorrow, we have the Fahey Bank Charlie Evers Show, which you're not going to want to miss. He'll be giving away tickets to COSI, the Ohio State Fair, Zumbeezy Bay, the Columbus Zoo, or anything else going on. 740-383-9944. And that's tomorrow's schedule, which you are not going to want to miss. And don't forget, we've got the Phyllis Schlafly Report here now. Her 3-minute commentaries at between 3 and 5 minutes past each hour, Monday through Friday, here on WWGH Radio, the place to be. You can't beat that. You know, I think Ken is going to come on with us again. I'm talking to his wife, and I think he's going to join us again. So we are going to do that at some point. You know what? 101 years old, that's not going to stop him. He's going to keep on going, and he'll come back, and maybe we'll work out a system for that very soon. That's always a lot of fun. You know what? I wonder if we can get a trivia question in here before we go off the air today. I know, there was a trivia question from yesterday. Now, you call in today, and you get this trivia question right, and you will get a prize. You can have two tickets to the Ohio State Fair, two tickets to Tecumseh, two tickets to the zoo, two free bowling games to Buckeye Lanes, to Die For Cupcake, whatever you would like. The trivia question is, who was the first president born in a hospital? Who was the first president born in a hospital? Does anybody know the answer to that? 740-383-9944 with 5 minutes left. Who was the first president born in a hospital? If we can arrange that answer, you will get two tickets to the Ohio State Fair. You will get, or you will get a To Die For Cupcake or two free bowling games to Buckeye Lanes. Or two tickets to the Columbus Zoo, or two tickets to Zumbezi Bay, or anything else we can think of. COSI, we have COSI tickets. 740-383-9944. Just tell me who was the first president born in a hospital. And the other question was, who was the first president born a United States citizen? Who was the first president born a United States citizen? 740-383-9944. Who was the first president born a United States citizen? And the other question is, who was the first president born in a hospital? Somebody has to know one of these answers. 740-383-9944. Also, do want to let you know that the 2016 Ohio sales tax holiday is coming up Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, tomorrow. That is going to be a lot of fun here at the mall. It is the one-time sales tax holiday that will occur in 2016. The holiday starts on Friday, August 5th at 12:01 a.m. and ends Sunday, August 7th at 11:59 p.m. During the holiday, the following items are exempt from sales and use tax. An item of clothing priced at $75 or less, an item of school supplies priced at $20 or less, and an item of school instructional material priced at $20 or less. If you have any questions, call 1-800-304-3211. Did want to let you know that the... let's see here if this has already happened or not. No, it hasn't. The Prospect Street United Methodist Church at 185 South Prospect Street is holding its annual ice cream social tomorrow, August the 5th, from 4:30 to 7 p.m. Menu includes chicken sandwiches, sloppy joes, brats, and hot dogs, homemade noodles, side dishes, homemade pies and cakes, Riverside ice cream. The church is handicap accessible with ample parking. So the ice cream social at Prospect Street United Methodist Church, 185 South Prospect Street, tomorrow from 4:30 to 7 p.m. Also, the Marion Power Shovel retirees' former employees are having a get-together that will be held on August 13th at 11 a.m. at on Fairground Street, Lincoln Park. On the west side of Fairground Street. So Lincoln Park, the west side of Fairground Street here in Marion, on August 13th at 11 a.m., there will be a Power Shovel retirees, former employees, spouses, and guests reunion. And you're invited to bring memorabilia and all kinds of good stuff. Covered dish is expected for that event. If you have any questions, call 740-382-2287. That's 740-382-2287. 740-382-2287. That will be for the Power Shovel Reunion over in Lincoln Park on August the 13th at 11 a.m. So you're not going to want to miss that. So that's going on. So, The two questions. We still got two trivia questions, and we've got 1 minute left here. The two trivia questions are, who was the first United States president born in a hospital, and which was the first United States president born a U.S. citizen? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If you have either one of those answers, give me a call. Don't forget all-day programming tomorrow starting at 9 a.m., running through 3 p.m. Marion 2020 with Ed McCant, Swap Shop with Sean Kraft, Wittenberg's Door with Pastor Brett Cornelius, The Exchange Club, and the Faye Bank Charlie Evers Show. Woo, it's going to be a big day here at WWGH Radio. But for this day, after 3 hours and a special broadcast, we are all done. This is Scott Spears on this Thursday saying, make it a great one, as I head for the dugout. You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP, Marion, Ohio, the talking place. For legendary owner of the Marion grocery store, Smith Cardinal, Bob Smith.
Well, at the height of